What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
A wild hog's that way now.
Okay.
And that, there's a you breed that now. It's more for pork.
Uh-huh. Which, what do you call an itching soreness that a person might get between his toes? Okay.
Athletic feet, I imagine.
Okay. What do people call homemade whiskey?
Booze.
Okay. And what about cheap whiskey that's real bad for people?
Let's see, it'd be, I don't know, they usually cuss when they got that up here.
Well, can you think of a word that means that really bad stuff?
Hogwash.
Okay. What do you call things that children like to play with? They might hope to get a lot of what for Christmas?
Dolls, candies.
Yeah, but all those things put together are what?
Christmas presents.
Yeah, that's right. But things that children like to play with are?
Little wagons.
Yeah, but if you get dolls and wagons and everything all together, they're all what?
I know, just bunch them all together, name it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's see. Would you say toy or play pretty or play toy?
I'd say toys.
Okay. Now, let's see. This next part has to do with word patterns, and what I'm interested in is not necessarily what you learned in school, but just what you ordinarily say.
Mm-hmm.
If we were talking about reading a book, you'd say, has the book been?
Read.
Okay. Now, if we were talking about buying groceries, you'd say, have the groceries been?
Paid for.
No, I'm talking about buying.
Oh.
Have the groceries been? Just same word. All right. Now, I'll back up. If we're talking about reading a book, you'd say, has the book been read?
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about buying groceries, you'd say, have the groceries been
bought?
Fine. And I might answer, yes, yesterday, the groceries?
Same. I bought part of them.
Fine. If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been
eaten?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday, the apples? Fine. If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you, what, your coffee?
Had your coffee?
Talking about drinking.
Drinking.
So have you?
Have you drank your coffee?
Fine. And I might answer, yes, a few minutes ago, my coffee.
Do you want some more?
No. We're still talking about drinking.
Uh-huh.
A few minutes ago, my coffee.
Drank it.
Fine. If we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree ever been?
Climb.
And I might answer, yes, yesterday, a boy.
Climb it.
If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask me, has that stump been?
Dragged out yet.
And I might answer, yes, yesterday we?
Took it out.
Same word though, we?
Drug it out.
Fine. If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has that work already been?
Done.
And I might answer, yes, yesterday they what the work?
They done it.
If we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has that horse ever been?
Rode.
And I might answer, yes, yesterday, someone.
Has anyone rode it?
Well, yeah, yesterday, someone, what, the horse?
Rode it.
If we were talking about ringing a bell, you might ask, has that bell been?
Rung.
And I might answer, yes, yesterday, someone.
Rang it.
If we were talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask, has the sun?
Shine.
I'm talking about rising.
Yeah.
Has the sun?
I can say no or yes either.
No.